John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. I welcome my colleagues, Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness, Andrew McCarthy, National Review Online. Andy brings our attention to Merrick Garland, the newly confirmed Attorney General of the United States, a man who's been presented to me over the years as a moderate jurist. However, now Mr. Garland is in charge of a Department of Justice, which is turning to investigate the Minneapolis Police Department. Why? Because of the recent tragedy in Minneapolis and the question of policing being fair-minded and transparent and non-brutal. However, Andy brings our attention to the fact that this investigation has a history. It dates back to the 1990s, but was first applied in depth by Eric Holder, who was Mr. Obama's first attorney general in the first term. Andy, a very good evening to you. What is the history? Where does the idea of the DOJ investigating a police department come from? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John and Thaddeus. Well, this goes back to 1994, the crime bill that was actually signed off on by President Clinton and pushed through the Senate by the then chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Senator Joe Biden. But on the crime bill that was mostly pretty aggressive on sentencing measures, particularly in gang and drug cases, there was added a provision that allows the attorney general to commence investigations and civil actions against municipalities if the Justice Department believes that there has been a illustration of a pattern or practice of discriminatory activity. And it's really a pernicious suit and a pernicious provision, because there's no real trigger. The Justice Department can just begin these investigations. They don't have to have any kind of probable cause. And of course, the Justice Department has a $30 billion budget. So there's not a municipality in America that can go toe-to-toe with them in terms of litigation. And many of these lawsuits, gents, are against municipalities, cities, and towns in Democrat-controlled cities and states. So what ends up happening, of course, is you've got Democrats on both ends of the litigation, and the municipal officials are happy to agree in that context to the kinds of hamstrings and restraints on the police department that they would never dream of running on when they were seeking office, because those provisions would be too unpopular. So what invariably happens in these suits is the municipality is essentially extorted into signing a consent decree that agrees to usually a federal monitor, a judge, Justice Department monitoring, and they have to basically agree to do Obama-style policing, which under the heading of community policing is kind of a 180-degree turn from the style of policing, you know, broken windows and what have you, that ushered in the historic drop in crime that we saw from the early 1990s until around 2016, 2017 or so. So that's how they do it. I said a number of times during the campaign to defund the police that Black Lives Matter and a lot of the radical left was pushing for, that their intention really was not to defund the police. In fact, they want those funds to continue coming. Their practice, their plan was to use pattern or practice investigations to reform the police. And now that the Biden administration is in, and most of the, or a lot of the people who are running the Biden Justice Department are people who come from the Obama Justice Department, it's no surprise that we're now seeing pattern or practice investigations, this time now against Minneapolis. And I would just close on this by saying it's really outrageous, because what the trial showed was that Derek Chauvin himself as an individual was guilty, and some of the most compelling evidence in the case was that his activities were against the training that's provided by the Minneapolis Police Department. And I'd also point out there is not a scintilla of evidence in the trial that indicates either that Chauvin himself was a racist or is a racist, or that the Minneapolis Police Department, which has an African-American police chief, is racist. So it's just it's what the left is planning to do, but it's baseless. That won't stop them from doing it.
That is.
Andy, you mentioned the trial. Recently got a piece up, I believe, National Review Online, talking about how some of the defense's expert witnesses are now facing repercussions for their testimony.
Yeah, that's exactly right. There were two major expert witnesses, Thaddeus. One of them was a guy named Barry Broad, who was their use of force expert. And frankly, the people who were supportive of the prosecution against Chauvin should have been delighted by him because he was a terrible witness. He got destroyed on cross-examination, and his testimony ended up being a real coup for the prosecution. About a week ago, a home that he had in California, which the activist left obviously thought was still his home. As it turns out, he hasn't lived there for quite some time. But disgusting act of vandalism, they smeared the home with pig's blood and left a severed pig's head out on the stoop for them to find. And what investigators say is obviously, and I think this is common sense, retribution for his appearance as a witness on behalf of the Chauvin defense. And then in a really outrageous display, we're now learning that the state of Maryland has decided that they're going to do an investigation of 17 years worth of autopsy investigations that were conducted by Dr. David Fowler, who is an internationally renowned forensic pathologist, was the chief medical examiner of Maryland for 17 years, and gave testimony at the trial that was completely, to my mind, seemed to me to be both honest and unexceptional in terms of what its impact on the case was. Contrary to what's been written in the public reports, he never said that the police restraint on George Floyd didn't have anything to do with the death of George Floyd. What he said was that it acted in combination dynamically with Floyd's array of profound medical problems and drug abuse to bring about death, which, if people cared about this at all, under the instructions that were given by the court to the jury, that would have been enough to find Chauvin guilty. But they are whipped up over the mere fact that this guy agreed to appear as a defense witness in the trial. So it's absolute thuggery. And what they're clearly trying to do is send a message that in a politically fraught case that the left cares about, don't you dare testify on behalf of the wrong side politically of the case.
Andy, about the police departments being investigated by the Department of Justice, I don't have all of the police departments that have been investigated over these decades in front of me as a list, but certainly the large ones you mention in both today and the article that you wrote some years ago are large cities dominated by Democratic politicians for many decades, in large states that are dominated by Democratic politicians for many decades. Is that a significant fact or just a detail of America today?
John, it's a significant fact because it means that Democrats are on both sides of negotiations. It's kind of like the same dynamic that you see with municipal labor unions or public labor unions. You have Democrats on both sides of the table, so you don't really have anybody who is looking out for the public's interest. You have on the one side Democrats who want to reform the police, and on the other side you have Democrats who want to remain politically viable so they can't campaign on hamstringing the police, but they're philosophically in the same place with the Democrats who want to reform the police. And when they say reform, that's code for basically hamstring them so that they can't do 1990s style policing. And the reason it's relevant or it's significant to have people of like mind, like progressive mind, on both sides of the equation is it makes it possible to do things under the guise of settling legal claims that politicians who need to seek office or who run for office would never dare to do if they had to run on those things as a platform.
So we have a Democratic president and a Democratic Congress and a Democratic attorney general investigating the Democratic state of Minneapolis and the Democratic state of Minnesota and the Democratic state of Minneapolis and a Democrat appointed police chief of Minneapolis. All one. Is that all correct, Andy? Which is one great big Democratic investigation of Democrats.
Correct. And that's why what you'll eventually get, John, for sure, is a consent decree. Everybody will agree that the Minneapolis Police Department has to be bound to the extent it's not being directed that way already by the police chief, who is a Obama-style reformer. They will be legally bound under a judicially enforceable consent decree to adopt those policing practices.
Thaddeus, you have a quick question for Andy on this matter.
One, I would use the word deform rather than reform. And so then the other thing they would probably agree on then, Andy, wouldn't it be that after all of this, investigating Democrats for any type of racist behavior or wrong behavior, they will then turn around and say the entire nation of America is systemically racist based upon their own actions, right?
Yeah, that's precisely right. And that's exactly what they are saying. And Thaddeus, you bring up a point that drives me absolutely to distraction because I practiced law in the system for such a long time. There is no profession in America other than perhaps university academics that is more self-consciously and in a self-proclaimed way progressive than the American legal profession. And the thought that they would preside over a system, which they do preside over, that is institutionally systemically racist is ridiculous. It's on its face absurd. And yet that is the narrative, isn't it?
Andrew McCarthy, National Review Online, Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness. We're going to turn to the Russiagate story. Remember, the Russiagate story dominated our lives for years. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.